Thanks for joining us. Afternoon Delight. We're live at Raiders HQ. John Lund, Dam Dibley. Pops is with the Giants today. Then he's traveling. Of course, the Raiders have the Bears, and we'll have it for you here on 95.7 The Game. And this is one of the stars of the game last week against the Cleveland Browns. T.J. Carey's turned into a great corner after the Raiders got him in the seventh round. Of course, De La Salle guy. And you're normally seeing 38 lineup corner, but this week he popped out at safety. And I know some of it was Travis Benjamin. You guys didn't want him to get deep. But first of all, how are you? Good to see you.
Good. Thanks for having me, man. Yeah. Awesome. Doing a good job today. Having a lot of fun and enjoying the job.
Yeah, right on. Well, first of all, congratulations, because I know you guys had to be sick and tired, because I know that we were sick and tired of constantly talking about, can you win on the road and can you win at 10 a.m. and all that kind of stuff. And now, when the media, you know, when the sessions come up, we don't have to ask you those questions and you don't have to answer them. So how much better is that to just be like, ugh, I'm sick of talking about that?
Good. You know, I think Coach Del Rio and the staff has been doing a tremendous job with just changing our mentality, you know, and pursuing each day and each opportunity with a mindset of success always. And so that road wins and things, those been on our mind for a little bit, you know, but we continue to put in different chapters of the season. Chapter 3 was something that we got to hash last week, and he made a critical point in just going out there and playing football. You know, that's what we do. That's what we're here for. And our mentality is definitely a different approach, I guess.
Now, yeah. I've heard Coach Del Rio also use the term chapters, and obviously this is a theme within the locker room. Have you talked about how the story ends at all? Is it does it end in Santa Clara? Let me just say that.
Well, you can't when you're reading the book, you can't just skip to the end.
It's about the journey, man.
Yeah,
what's the back cover say to you?
You have to know the details. That makes the story more interesting. So that's exactly what he continues to put into our minds. Is every week we have another chapter to get done and fill in for ourselves. You know, we determine our own success and outcomes. So, you know, we gotta wait till we get down that road.
T.J. Carey's hanging out with us, corner / safety. By the way, I'm looking at your Twitter, at T.J. _Carey. And one thing you shot out yesterday, check out your website, tjcarey.com.
Yes.
I want to make sure we get you a plug. What's on tjcarey.com?
Well, you know, I kind of just hashed out a lot of the story of getting to this point and what it took, you know, the journey that I went through, a lot of information that a lot of fans might want to know about me, some of the things that I've done, some of the struggles, college days, high school days. So them just getting a backdrop of a story of really understanding who I am as a person. And so on there, you'll get to see live comments and interviews and all type of goody stuff on there, communities that I continue to try and outreach and represent.
Sure.
And so it's a good bag of stuff in that website that you'll be able to check out about me.
Right, how important right was the De La Salle experience? And obviously, you know, playing for Coach Lattiser and Coach Terry Edson, who doesn't maybe get the credit he deserves as the defensive coordinator out there.
I think that program has been so successful in creating young men. And before we even talk about the football aspect of it, just molding and changing your mind frame of how you think about life in itself, the many responsibilities that you have to do, dedicating yourself to the classroom is something huge over there. And so once you start to understand the concepts of what they're really trying to grasp for you to do, then it translates onto the football field. And once you get into the football field, the sports, they demand so much out of you that it changes and molds you as a man to say, you know, I have to be responsible enough to get up here and make sure that I'm getting up early enough to do weights at 5-6 in the morning. You know, how many high schools are really doing that, demanding that from their athletes to do that, but still staying on top of schoolwork and things like that. So it gives you a snippet of what college is like and makes the transition a lot easier.
T.J. Carey, corner safety for the Raiders, joining us. We're live at Raiders HQ. John Lund and Dan Dibley here on 95.7 The Game, at T.J. _Carey and tjcarey.com. All right, let's get into this transition last week. Rod Woodson's been on our station for the last few years, and not only as a commentator, but he's been a talk show host and everything. So I know Rod really, really well, and obviously you know him, and he's a tremendous football player, one of the best ever to play, whether it be corner or safety. So how did that help you to have a guy like Rod Woodson? How did it help you have a guy like Charles Woodson, who played them both? And when did they actually approach you and say, hey, I know you're playing corner, you're a young guy, but this week you're playing safety?
Well, it was actually Imrob, our defensive coach, who
Marcus
approached
Robertson.
Us. Yes, and he approached me with it. And the biggest thing was, you know, like I said before yesterday, it was just the belief in doing the position, you know, because so much in this business, you want to be comfortable with whatever you're doing. And so when you play on Sunday, the most important thing is I'm comfortable. I know what offense is going to do. I know how they're going to attack me. I know my weaknesses. They know it. So this is what I can prepare for. But when you moved and switched, when I moved and switched, it was more of a, okay, what am I doing now? You know, and definitely the staff was just brought me in and said, look, man, these are the things that we're asking you to do. It's very simple. You've been doing it already. You just don't know. You know, you've been doing a little bit at nickel and in some instances you do it at corner. So we're just putting you up here to go out there and be a playmaker. And they had a tremendous amount of trust in me to allow me to go up there and know that he might make some mistakes, but we know that we can trust that he's going to get the job done. And so their influence on me was just now, okay, can we get him to make the right reads? You know, these are the angles that you have to take. This is the tackles that we have to prepare you for. And so those are all things that we schemed into the practice and made sure I got enough reps to understand it to feel more comfortable going into game day.
Is the most difficult part of the transition the angling and the tackling from the safety spot? Because it seems to me that the corner would be a little bit more vertical and horizontal, whereas as a safety, you got more diagonals.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I didn't understand how important angles were until I got back there and understood that, man, if I take a wrong read, a wrong angle, I'm sometimes most likely the last defense. So if it gets past me, then it's, you know, touchdown. And so we watched a ton of film on just proper angles. And that's just all mentally, you know, that's not physically part of the sport of doing the job. It was just more mental awareness of what you need to do. So they helped me with grasping how important angles are. And once you get those right, you know, you can feel sound on playing the position throughout the game.
Yeah, we're talking to T.J. Carey, moved to safety last week against the Browns. So it's obviously necessitated by the fact that Nate Allen gets hurt. You're running a Ken Norton defense where you're used to seeing a guy like Earl Thomas, single high safety, go sideline to sideline. I mean, that's right. You want a rangy safety back there. And they thought, you know what? This is what T.J. can bring to the table. So, I mean, is that kind of – you go from a mentality of I'm going to be this shutdown corner to now you're kind of Earl Thomas, sideline to sideline guy with that range in the middle of the field?
Yes. You know, the mentality definitely changed to the tremendous amount of range that, you know, each and every one of us as far as in that back end have a set skill set that we can do, you know. And I think we have a good group of men who are humble enough to know that, you know, some games we might need you to do this and, you know, we might need you to sit back here because it works best schematically. And so all the other players took a great job and a great approach into saying, you know, this is what we need to try and do to help you feel comfortable back there for this package this week. And so definitely the range was something that I could bring to the table a little more, and I'm glad I was able to go out there and execute.
As well as you played and the defense played great, it still came down to a final drive and Charles Woodson with the takeaway. He's out there basically playing with one arm, yet he makes the big play. What was he like in the huddle leading up to that? And you probably weren't too surprised to see the old man make the pick.
Charles is very calm, you know, and so big situations like that, I think he lives for. And he wants those situations, not necessarily saying that we always want to get ourselves into a situation like that. So when you see his calmness and his approach on telling us in the huddle, okay, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, he's still the dictator in the huddle in some of those big situations. So when he's able to dictate like that and you see that and you grasp that energy that it's going to be okay. We've practiced this. We've been in this situation. Nothing's different. You know, this is a typical Wednesday practice. Let's just do it on Sunday. And so his approach out there was huge for that drive, man. Huge.
What is that dynamic like when you have and in the offseason, I fully expected the organization to go after a veteran corner or bring somebody in, it maybe cut down time, but it's you and it's DJ and it's Nico Thorpe. It's a bunch of young guys back there. And then it's Charles. And then as we talked about, Rod's there and Marcus Robertson, guys who played the game. But what's that dynamic like from these older guys? And then it's just a bunch of young guys. And I don't know if it's, hey, what the heck, or I mean, what is it?
It's a lot of fun. I tell you that. You know, each and every one of us have a different personality that we bring to the table. And so for us to all be in a setting where we feel so much as a family, just the whole unit back there, it makes the job easier on Sundays. You know, it makes us go out there and say, man, I'm playing for my brother. You know, mm-hmm. this is what we do. Day in and day out, we sweat together, we bleed together, we do all of these tremendous amount of attributes together. So playing on Sunday is just another day at the office to us, you know, and I think that's the beauty of it, yeah. Definitely.
And this Sunday, chapter four, as we say, yes. And that chapter will be written. What are the keys that we should look at as fans defensively as you guys go to Chicago and try to stop a Bears offense without some of their big guns?
I think the biggest key for us is finishing four quarters of ball. You know, I think that's the biggest key that you should look for us, having a lot of energy, coming out very enthusiastic, very sound football defensively team, aggressive, hungry, still hungry to doubt, take the doubts away from all the naysayers. You know, that's something that you go into each week thinking about. So finishing four quarters is a big thing that we got to continue to work on. And so you'll look to see that on Sunday.
How about just, you know, last week you get the five sacks, and obviously that makes your job a lot easier. So talk about that as well. But now you're starting to see, we've talked about Khalil Mack a ton, and, yes. and he's starting to progress. And then you guys add Alden at the last minute way that you do. I mean, what was that like getting that rush like that? But those two guys up front, and then how much of a boost did it give you to add 99 when it looked like you guys were set, and all of a sudden here comes this guy across the bridge who's an all-pro kind of a player?
Definitely. I think, man, having the component of players, the front seven, period, you know, each of them bringing something dynamic to the table was huge, you know. And the biggest thing was figuring out how can we put all these playmakers mm-hmm. in a good enough situation on Sunday, because you have so many. So, you know, you have to think of schematically, okay, if we put him here, we can put him here. Then, you know, where can we put this guy, you know? So I think, you know, Ken Norton, coach, he does a great job with kind of just giving us the game plan and saying, look, this is how we're going to use you. This is how we're going to use you, putting you guys all in the best position. And so when you see those front seven up there, you're like, man, oh, man, you know, I can make some plays back yeah. here now. And so it gets you a lot more excited in the job at task.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, I haven't talked to you a whole lot, and you just seem really dynamic. And I wonder how did you get from De La Salle, and then everybody missed on you, and you went to Ohio? Is that what happened?
The
and then
Mac,
you came
man,
back.
Represent the man. Mac.
And then and I'm not ripping strong. It, I'm just saying. Yeah. And then you come in here, and you're a late-round guy, and you're at one of the toughest positions in the league. And I'm not saying you made it look easy, but for a late-round guy, you've transitioned, and you've been good.
Yeah, I really believe it's just, you know, first and foremost, is the coaching. You know, when you have great coaching staff that understand each individual's strengths, weaknesses, what they can do, how we can use them, when you have those guys back there, all they're asking you to do is just go make the plays, you know. And so they're always putting us in a situation where there's first, second down, third down, fourth down. They're always going to make the right call to say, you know, we're putting it in your hands. Now all you got to do is catch the ball, you know, make the sack,
yeah,
make the tackle for loss. And so when you have a staff that's so tremendous in using the components and the pieces that they have in the system, it's pretty easy after that.
Yeah. No, West Coast schools came after you?
Well, yeah. What ended up happening was I actually had open-heart surgery. And so, yeah, I had open-heart
surgery. Talk about burying the lead. We have to hold them over for some surgery.
Yes.
Get Dr. Sanjay Gupta in here, you know, from CNN.
So, you know, that was a big thing when I was coming out of
Everybody kind of
school.
Fell off you.
Yeah, everybody kind of, you know, fell off of the situation. And being at De La Salle, I only got to play 1 year of high school ball. Mm-hmm. And so I only played my senior year. And so, you know, who I knew up there in Ohio, my brother played with a former coach up there, and they said, man, take a look at this guy. He's pretty good. He had some injury that really kind of kept him out of things. And so once I went up there, man, that made such a big difference in my mind frame of thinking. It's just, you can be anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You know, as long as you're continuing to progress and working on your craft, you know, they're going to always find you and see you. You know, and so it was a long journey up there.
Absolutely.
But the weather was something that took getting used to. I tell you that.
You and DJ ever talk surgery stories?
Yeah, really. Huh?
Man.
That's incredible.
Yeah, DJ and I definitely sat down and kind of talked about the process of just going through it, getting back from it, and the – the tremendous amount of work that you have to put into yourself mentally, right. Not physically. Yeah. It's more of a mental thing when you get done after a surgery like that. And so I'm glad to see that we're both doing very successful.
That's awesome.